This is WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app at WDBO.com. Ask Alexa to play WDBO and on the HD2 of 96.5. WDBO is everywhere you are. Live team coverage
starts now.
Good evening, 7 o'clock here at WDBO. Our top story, fewer people are now able to buy homes.
Bad news on existing home sales, down 4.3% month over month. Why? Prices are high. Over the last 3 years, prices have increased about 37%. Also, property tax up 7% in the last year. That is the highest increase since 2018. And homeowners insurance, that's up 26% in the last 3 years. Alex Covton of HomeSmart Realty Advisors says that's pushing out first-time home buyers.
People have more costs, credit is tight, insurance is up, taxes are up, along with the price of groceries, basically the cost of living.
Rising housing costs pushing first-time home buyers out in favor of the real estate investor. In Philadelphia, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
This is
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
This is Eyewitness News meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie continuing to track the heat for Central Florida. We'll take you through some big numbers all coming up.
I'm Laurel Lee, 87 degrees right now in Orlando. Continuing our team coverage, a full jury has been selected to serve in former President Trump's hush money trial, but five alternates still need to be selected. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Judge Juan Merchan said, quote, "We have our jury, and boy, has it been a roller coaster of a day. We started with seven jurors. It went down to five after two were sent home. Now we're at 12, a full jury, except only one alternate has been selected, meaning we still have five more alternates to go. The two who were sent home for different reasons. One was because the DA's office found that a man with the same name had been arrested in the 1990s for removing conservative political signs. Another was a juror who had concerns that her identity may be exposed after her friends and family questioned her about possibly being a juror."
Meanwhile, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg accuses the former president of violating the partial gag order against him after he published three social media posts related to two known witnesses in the trial. Well, from degrading air quality to destroying millions of acres of wildlife habitat, this week lawmakers met to discuss the growing risk of wildfires across the U.S. and its impact on families. Nicole D'Antonio with the steps taken to protect families and communities.
Experts say more than a billion acres of land across the country are at risk for wildfires. Florida showed severe risks of wildfires in the central part of the state, according to the USDA. Experts warn that urbanization and a changing climate are leading to longer, hotter wildfire seasons. Now there's a big push on Capitol Hill to be proactive on treatment.
In my 32 years of working for the Forest Service in multiple disciplines, I have not seen us at such an important inflection point in terms of the health and the long-term sustainability of these forests and the communities that depend on them.
Lawmakers say it's important to address drought, wildfire management, and prevention. That includes treating areas more at risk for forest fires. In Washington, Nicole D'Antonio, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
The cause of last year's Maui fires that killed 101 people is still unknown. A state attorney general report says a major windstorm toppled power lines in Lahaina, sparking the first fire on that fateful August day. That fire was extinguished, but was reignited by strong winds, and eventually there were four major wildfires breaking out. Well, your next chance to win the WDBO payroll payout of $1,000 happens tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Just listen for that payroll.